This is Kim Taylor interviewing Helen Boyd. Is that right? Okay. In her home, just outside of Brockton, Montana, July 14th, 1992. And to start with, I'd like a little bit of background information about you, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Where you were born and raised.
I was born in Brockton.
Mm-hmm.
Raised here in Brockton. Lived here all my life.
Mm-hmm. Then you married?
Mm-hmm. Married with three kids. Oldest boy is in the Navy. Second boy is married. And my daughter, she'll be going to Bozeman this fall. Mm-hmm. She graduated in 92.
Mm-hmm. And is there any particular religious affiliation?
Catholics.
And when did you begin quilting?
When I was about 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 21.
And why did you start?
I don't know, because I've always seen my mother and my grandmother doing it. They did a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of picked up on it. And then now my daughter's doing it. She's been doing it since she's about 14.
She's
18 now. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of pick up on it, you know, as you're going. I never taught her. She just picked up from her grandmother too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she quilts without a thimble where I have to use it.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
some of them get pretty tough, the blankets.
Yeah. did anybody formally teach you how to do it?
No, you just kind of pick up on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's harder if somebody tries to teach you. You know, because it's hard to pick up. You know, like you cut this way, you cut this way. It's better if you just do it yourself and learn yourself.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you know, trying to have somebody teach you.
Uh-huh. So when you quilt, do you usually quilt by yourself, or do you ever have someone help you?
She usually helps me.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She usually helps me.
With the cutting and piecing, or the
quilting? No, she don't
quilting.
Know how to do that yet, just the quilting.
Oh, okay.
And putting it up, stretching it all out on frame.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of work to it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to it.
So what kind of materials do you prefer to work with?
I don't really have any special kind. I work with all of them, satin, taffeta, polyester, cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the satin is really slippery though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so that's hard to work with?
Yeah, that satin is hard to work with, but not all that bad.
Uh-huh. Sure makes a pretty quilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you use just the solid colored material, or do you use
calicos?
No,
I use prints. Uh-huh. Yeah, I use print. In fact, I like those better than I do the plain star. I like
mm-hmm.
them plain print, you know,
mm-hmm.
into the star quilt. Where you try to match, you know, you try to match what's, like if you have a pink print, you try to put either a bright pink or a pale pink in there, you know,
uh-huh.
just try to match them. You know, same with solids, you put a dark blue with a light blue, a dark red with a lighter red, you know, purple with lavender, you know, like
uh-huh.
that. I mean, that's just the way I do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how other people do it. But.
Uh-huh. And how do you pick your colors?
I don't know, just, you know, you try to get two different shades. Like I said, the dark, the light, the dark, the light, you know.
So do you start with a color in mind and then match it up, or do you just...
Yeah, uh-huh. you just sit there and you try to match them up.
Uh-huh.
What I usually, I always have to sit there for about 5 minutes to decide what colors I want in there, you know. Then if I don't like it, I just take it back out and put a different color in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's... I don't know, it just all comes to my mind,
uh-huh.
you know. But then some people have their own colors too. Some of them really like bright colors,
uh-huh.
real bright colors. I know the lady that I make quilts for from Yakima, Washington, she likes a bright star with a darker filler.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she likes hers.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the bright. And then you get some people that like the dark star filled in with light. It all depends on the person, you know. Some of these people come up with the weirdest colors too. I know I did one for a lady, and she had a kind of a maroon calico print, and then she wanted maroon solid, and it was just those two colors that she wanted her quilt made out of.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds pretty dark.
It was, yeah. But that, you know, that was her her choice. I mean,
uh-huh.
She had her material, so I just went ahead and did it for her.
Uh-huh.
But she liked it. I mean, you know.
What did she have for a filler?
I think it was white.
Uh-huh.
She was a nurse at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And she liked that. But like I said, you know, everybody's got their own colors.
Uh-huh.
Probably something I like, maybe you won't like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when they order, well, then I just have them pick their own colors.
Uh-huh.
And there's... I did one for a lady, king size with matching pillowcases. And hers, she wanted hers fall colors filled in with ivory. And that was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That was satin.
Uh-huh.
So that was a lot of work.
So when you make the satin ones, you're dealing with solid colors, right?
Yeah, because there is no print in mm-hmm. satin or taffeta
mm-hmm.
that I know of. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never seen a print in those. And I've been in a lot of places looking at material, but I've never seen a print.
Mm-hmm. So where do you get your materials?
Usually get it in Poplar. The only place you can find taffeta now is in Poplar.
Mm-hmm.
It's about almost $4 a yard. And then in Williston, it's they got a lot of colors there at Walmart. And they got a lot of pretty prints there. They got a big selection of colors there at
mm-hmm.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to go to Plentywood and get satin because they used to have a lot of satin up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if I go somewhere, I just pick it up.
Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily make a special trip just for fabric?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Just unless somebody orders.
Mm-hmm.
And if they pick out the colors, well, then you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
how often do you get an order?
Oh, like I got all these. I don't know. I'm busy all year round.
Mm-hmm.
All year round. If it's not, like I had a lot of orders for graduation and then they have the wake and the funerals, and you know, the Indian people give, you know, all this stuff away. Like now, I have an order right now to do red, white, and blue one because a man passed away and he was in a service, so they want to cover his casket with a red, white, and blue star club, you know, the color
mm-hmm.
of the
mm-hmm.
military.
So how much notice would you have?
Well, they just
like
came
that?
And told me last night, so I'm debating on whether I'm going to do this or not, see?
So would you have like 3 or 4 days to put it together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But see, like right now, I don't know. They just came last night.
Uh-huh.
Because
mm-hmm. you have these other projects.
Yeah, I'm always busy. And then we do, maybe Sybil told you about that, where we do the quilts to give away for our kids during basketball tournaments and stuff
uh-huh.
like that. She must have
uh-huh.
done that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I used to do all three of my kids at one time.
Uh-huh. So your daughter was a cheerleader?
No, she was a manager.
Oh.
And then after manager, she went into the girls' basketball.
Oh.
So, you know,
so they were all?
About 6 a year we used to give away.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes maybe 9, because if they went to divisional, well, she was the manager and I had the two boys in there.
Uh-huh.
So see, that was about nine to 10 quilts that we gave away.
And would you ever get requests from other people to make quilts for their
mm-hmm.
son or daughter
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I get a lot of them. The people that don't, so, you know,
uh-huh.
usually come on.
So you kind of build a reputation as a star quilter in the area, and people
mm-hmm.
know where to
yeah. Yeah.
to get a quilt when they need it.
Yeah, and I don't charge that much either, because, see, I don't work. I enjoy sewing, so that I just stay home, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's the reason why a lot of people come.
Uh-huh.
Because I know things are expensive nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like charging them that much either.
But you charge enough to cover your materials
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
then
mm-hmm.
make a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does the star motif mean to you? Why do you think it's a star motif, the star quilt? It could have been, it seems like, any pattern, but it's the star motif that's so important in this area. Why do you think that?
I think it's just a sign of being Indian.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Because it's very seldom you see a white person do
uh-huh.
a star quilt. I mean, it's always the Indian people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, even different reservations I've never seen. I mean, you know, I know, like I got a cousin that lives down in Wyoming on the Etatee, and Stockwells are very seldom down there.
Mm-hmm.
And up in Canada, you know, my friend lives in, she's from Canada, and it very seldom see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here it's so common.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it's just so common here on the Fort Peck Reservation.
And I think it's a really strong symbol.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because we're Indian that we do it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So there's some kind of identification with the star.
Yeah, because I think everybody just about grew up with it, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know, like if you like somebody too, you know, you probably give them a quilt, you know, or pillows. I don't know, it's just our way, I suppose, of giving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just give, you know.
So what distinguishes a good quilt from a bad quilt?
The way they're made, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like your way your, you know, your little diamonds are, how they match, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. Some of them can be like an inch off, one's up here and one's up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know, it just depends on how they're quilted. How wide are the quilting and stuff like that. And how small the quilting is. You know,
But in this area, it's still pretty much hand quilting, right?
Yeah,
and what I've seen.
Yeah. But there's some guy from North Dakota that he does it on machine.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like it because I've seen it. My friend's got one like that. And in the back, it's like a button, you know.
Yeah.
And then I don't believe in cutting boards either. I mean, a lot of people that ordered, like the white people come and order from me, ask me, well, why don't you use a cutting board? And so then I told them, well, I don't feel right using one because it won't be Indian made, you know.
Huh. So what do you use instead?
I use it all by hand. Scissors and make my own patterns.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
Just cut each diamond myself, you know.
So you're not using a template or a stencil?
No.
Okay.
Make your own patterns.
So how do you mark for the quilting, the stitching?
Chalk.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
chalk
just
with
mark it freehand?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah. My mother and my grandmother, they just did one, they just marked one outside and they went just perfectly straight, I don't know, without
mm-hmm.
marking, you know, with it.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I use a chalk and then go down.
Mm-hmm. But you use the same quilting pattern that they use.
Well, there's all kinds of, you can get into, for my grandson, I did a baby quilt for him, tapped on, I put hearts in it and went around every little individual diamond, you know, the whole
mm-hmm.
quilt. So then when you flipped it over, the design was on the back, you know.
Oh, yeah, from the stitching.
Yeah, from the stitching.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's time consuming, but you know, it's just the way we think, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then I did one with hearts, and that was, I gave that one to a coach in Richie, when Sis was in the basketball team.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's all kinds of stitching you can do, you know. You just get this pencil that marks off, you know, that disappears.
So the I noticed on the pillow tops you had different stars. They weren't all the same.
Yeah.
So on your quilts, do you do different star designs? Or do
you there's a lot of design. There's a tulip. They call it a
mm-hmm.
tulip. That looks like you must have seen one at all.
I've seen it like in the corners. The star with that little tulip design in the corners.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
And then there's a broken star where there's three, you know, three like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. There's
and three. You've done all
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like them better with corners though. You know, the whole star, and then there's these four corners over here.
Mm-hmm. kind of ties the colors.
Yeah.
In. Yeah, I like that too.
You try to use, for the corners, you try to use the colors that are, you know, you pick three colors, you know, from the blanket, put it in the
corners. Mm-hmm. So then what do you do for the boundaries, the borders?
There's either a bias tape you can use, or most people, what they use is a print for the backing and then just fold it over.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people like theirs folded over.
Uh-huh.
And then it just, comes together.
So do you usually use a printed fabric for your backing?
Sometimes, and then sometimes some people want, it all depends on the person. I can't really say, I mean, you know, all the years I've sewed, I don't own a quilt,
mm-hmm.
you know.
They've all said that to me.
Yeah.
All the quilters that I've spoken to.
I don't own a quilt.
Yeah.
You know, and it all depends on what they want. Some want solid, some want print, you know. Some want, some people want the sheet blanket, you know, the flannel sheet blanket. Instead of batting, they put the flannel sheet blanket in there, plus, the, you know, their liner. Because after so many washings, you know, the batting, after so many years, you know, it gathers where the sheet doesn't gather.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on the person. Mm-hmm. If I was to make one for myself, I really don't know what I would make it out of anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. That's funny though, you know, why we don't own a quilt. All the sewing we do, we just don't own a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say why either, you know. I know my mother didn't own a quilt, my grandmother didn't own a quilt, you know. So.
Well, maybe it's in the idea of you make it to give it away.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like these little potholders up here, my mother made these before she passed away.
Uh-huh.
She used to make those. I don't have the patience to sit there and do
those
small things.
Those are tiny little triangles.
She did the centers all by hand, you know, the bias. But see, even that's got the star design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
As small as it is.
Yeah.
And that's what you call, there's quilts like that. That's what you call a six-pointed quilt.
Yeah.
See, that's only 6 points.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then there's the eight-pointed quilt.
Mm-hmm.
The six-pointed quilts are different. They're shaped just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're square, but you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a different way that you have to fill those mm-hmm. into.
Because it's more like an outline of a star,
mm-hmm.
and the eight-pointed star starts from the center and goes out.
Yeah.
So within your family, what are some of the occasions where you might make and present a star quilt? It's like you mentioned your son going into service.
Yeah, when he was in Desert Storm, see, he was there from the very beginning to the very end,
uh-huh.
and he left in August. And he didn't get back to the States until March 28th, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the time he was there, see, I did quilts. He was putting them away and stuff. So then when he came back, well, we had a big dance and a big giveaway for him. And that's where all the quilts went.
Uh-huh.
And then another one would be if you belong on a powwow committee, you know, if you're an officer on a powwow committee,
uh-huh.
you give away there. Just whatever, something, you know, like a wake or you know, usually give away there, you know.
And how about like the birth of a baby? You said something about your grandson?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, him, I just made him his, you know, I just made him quilts for
uh-huh.
himself.
Uh-huh.
But you don't, I've never heard of anybody. Well, I suppose they could, I don't know.
Oh, you mean in terms of a giveaway?
Yeah.
Oh, but you might make a quilt and give it to him as a gift, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about
Or then if your child's getting an Indian name, see?
Oh, okay.
You give away there too.
Okay.
You know, that's part of our culture.
And
too.
That's when they're around five? Sorry.
Oh, I've seen them give it to them when they're babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have a giveaway for the naming, right?
Yeah. Their naming ceremony, they have a giveaway there too.
Uh-huh.
And as far as but all, I mean, that's the only time I've ever done it, you know,
mm-hmm.
giveaways, is naming, and,
mm-hmm.
and if you're proud of, you know, one of your kids, you know, you give away there.
So how does your son have the quilt on his bed?
I made it for him because he's in the service.
Oh, so that was a gift to him?
Yeah.
From, okay.
You know, for being in the service, you know, uh-huh. I made it and put on his bed.
Okay. So now would you make a quilt as a wedding gift or a graduation gift or anything like that? Not necessarily, huh?
No, not okay. Not unless it's, you know, it's ordered from somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just trying to get a sense if, like the predominant culture, birthday presents and
yeah.
things like that. So I'm just trying to get a sense of how a quilt
some
is
used. Some people do,
and,
you know, but I think, like a lot of them do too, is like they, like I know from Lambert, this lady came up from Lambert, her daughter was graduating, so she ordered a quilt from me. Because her daughter always wanted a quilt all the years she was in school.
Mm-hmm.
So she finally, you know, that's what she gave to her for graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived across the river.
So that would be just kind of an individual thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how are the quilts used when someone has a quilt? They don't just put them on the bed. They
no.
do other things with them.
We got some friends up in Freud here that we gave them a quilt too, and they got it hanging on the wall.
Uh-huh. So it's art. It's a piece of art on the wall.
Oh, and then a lot of people too, what they do too also is when a lot of the white people, when they order baby blankets, they'll order white or yellow, pale yellow baby quilts, satin baby quilts, and they'll get their babies baptized in them.
Oh.
And then they'll turn around and hang them up on wall as wall hanging.
So it'll be a dual purpose.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's, I've made a lot of those too. You know, they either get white or pale yellow, and then they get them baptized and hang them up on the wall. It's a wall hanging. And then some people just get baby quilts for wall hangings, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, there's a lot of, I don't know what people use them for.
So, I've seen them at powwows.
Yeah.
Where the dancers will have them in their arms or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when they're going to give them away.
Oh, so that's before they give them away.
Yeah, where they carry them. Yeah.
Oh.
They carry them. Oh, there's, I don't know, there's a lot of things to do with stuff.
So how long does it take you to make a quilt?
Well, it all depends on if I work on it, you know, continuously, you know, without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine about 3 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you have to cut it out, you have to sew it, you have to fill it in, and you have to quilt it, you know,
mm-hmm.
about 3 days,
mm-hmm.
the longest.
And how many quilts do you think you make in a month? Just an average guess in the month, maybe four or five?
Well, it kind of slowed down now, but I was doing, this past month, I must have did about past month and a half, about 15 of them.
Wow.
Just, okay. Because this lady from Fort Belknap was having a feast that she lost. Her grandson passed away in a car accident, and it was going to be a year. So I was making 2 to 3 to 4 a month for her.
Uh-huh.
And then I have this other lady from Washington I was telling you about. She orders 2 queen size a month. And then in between there, like...
Does she sell them in a shop?
No, she gives them to her family members.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
And then in between there, they were just off and on. I mean, you know, just like the powwow, Fraser powwow was going on. So I did 2 for a lady there, satin ones. And then Fort Kit Powell was going on, so then I did one for that lady dump. So that was, I thought I wasn't going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
It just was all piling up where I was just finally thinking, well, I should just start refusing, you know, because it was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I got them done. And I hate to tell a person no, you know,
uh-huh.
because I know if they go to another place that they're going to charge them really high, you know. Because like up at the museum, the cotton ones are $145. And at that Indian store there, I saw one yesterday, it was
$225. Wow.
You know, and I know the Indian people can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I hate to tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
My husband said, it's about time you start saying no, you know. But that's kind of, that's hard to do, you know. Uh-huh.
But that was a little busier than usual, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But on an I can't really give you an average a month because it just varies, you know. It just really varies. Like sometimes maybe I'll do 8 a month. Sometimes maybe 4, you know, just back and forth. Mm-hmm. During the summer months it picks up.
That's because of the powwows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody's having a feast, you know, and they have a whole year to save, well then they'll start, you know.
So will they be commissioning quilts the whole year?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like this lady did for Fort Belknap. So she was through, she had hers to 10. So uh-huh. I'm through with her now. You know.
So how many quilts would she present then?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I know. I think I did about 12 for her. Uh-huh. So I don't know. She's from Fort Belknap. Uh-huh. So I don't know. Uh-huh.
So do you see a greater demand for the star quilts now than say 10 years ago?
No, not really, because I think everybody kind of got the hang of how to make them now. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody just kind of makes their own now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, just about everybody I know makes them now, except mm-hmm. for a few people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, though you're still pretty busy with commissions.
I used to make them for a guy from California too, and he'd make a name tag for me. Made by Helen Boyd, you know, Brockton, Montana.
Uh-huh.
And he was commissioned in Mount California.
Uh-huh.
Some guy had a little shop out there. And that's where the wall hangings, baby clothes came in, because everybody wanted a wall hanging. But I quit sewing for him too. It's getting too much.
Uh-huh.
But it does get hectic after a while. Your fingers get sore from quilting. You know, mine just barely healing up. And then your finger turns black from the needles,
uh-huh.
you know, when you're poking them through.
Uh-huh. So you probably get some pretty hard calluses on the end of your finger.
Yeah, but then they fall off. You know? Then you start all over again. It's just one big cycle, you know. You think you're through and then somebody else. Like, I thought I was through. The only one I had was that satin one to do.
Uh-huh.
For my... The lady that was here yesterday, remember the one that came?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, her. That's her satin. And I said, well, I'm not even through with your satin quilt. Well, I want you to make 10 sets of pillows, you know. And her giveaway Saturday.
Uh-huh.
You know? So,
so do you usually work during the day?
Yeah, I never sew at night.
Uh-huh.
Because it's too hard on your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I finally had to break down and get bifocal.
And that's for the
lacing of your needle.
Yeah.
I just have to take off my glasses.
The quilting.
Lacing. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good then. Mm-hmm. But it's good because you can't tell if they are bifocals.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they're it's a new kind anyway that you can't even tell.
So other than the glasses, are there any other problems, particular problems with the
just
quilting?
Well, sometimes if a person has a starchy blanket, they're so hard to quilt, you know.
So that's the material that they
have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You break needles. And your arms do actually get sore from quilting a hard blanket, you know, poking them.
But once you set it up, then you quilt it within a day or two, right?
Yeah. Well, ours, her and I, we try to get it off the, we start early in the morning and I try to get it off the racks, you know, in the afternoon.
So in a day, you try to have it done in a day.
Because my living room is so small, you know.
So that's where you set it up? You set it up right
mm-hmm.
in the living room?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to rearrange everything, you know, to fit your mm-hmm. blanket in there.
Yeah, because it takes up the whole room.
Mm-hmm. A baby quilt's not so bad, mm-hmm. but a big blanket is. Mm-hmm. Up to the queen and the kings are. One time when I did that king, I don't know, I must have did about 3 kings now. And it takes the whole living room because they're 105 by 108. But as you can see, I don't have star quilts anywhere in my house.
No.
Well,
in your son's room. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just checking over here if there's anything else, I think. That's what I really wanted to ask about. Does your mother still do star quilting?
My mom passed away 5 years in January.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother passed away 12 years in December.
Uh-huh. And you have any sisters?
No. Yeah. No brothers. No sisters.
So you're the star quilter.
Yeah.
And then your daughter.
Yeah, well, I'm teaching her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's her first pair of potholders over there. See, I got hanging up in the kitchen over there?
Oh, yeah.
That's her very... Everything's by hand there. See? She did that when she was about 10 years old, 12 years old.
Wow. So do you think that the young girls are interested in learning how to do the star quilting?
I don't know about the other young girls, but I know she is. She's more... She likes to stay at home, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like now she's beading. Uh-huh. She's beading some cones, you know. I taught her how to bead. And she's got the patience to sit there and do that. But she's leaving for college in the fall, so she's going for nursing. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to be quilting myself.
Any funny incidences that happened any time you were making star quilts or...
Well, one time I had my blanket up and my granddaughter was here, and I don't know, she was fooling around. She climbed up the chair and she fell right in, and I just had it up. She fell right in the middle of it. Just popped all the pins.
Probably scared her.
Yeah, it did. It scared her. She started crying, and you know, I told her, well, you know, nothing to worry about. So I just pinned it back out. And another time, too, I had a star quilt up, a satin one, red satin one too, and we went to the tournament, we had a cat, and the cat got on that blanket.
Oh no.
And it was a mess, so we had to just end up throwing that blanket.
Oh, that's too bad.
But otherwise, you know, you try to get it up and get it off right away, so nothing does happen.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, one time too, my friend and I, we were quilting a blanket, that's when we lived down here, and her little girl had a pop.
Oh no.
And they must only been about four or five years old. And she said, "Here, Mom." And she reached up, put that blanket on the blanket, and it spilled. And good thing it wasn't my blanket.
Oh, no.
My friend's blanket.
Oh, no.
It was her girl that did it, too. So that pop just came through that blanket. So I don't know.
Did she get it off?
I don't know.
Oh.
She ever did. It's not good to quilt with little ones around. It's hard to quilt with little ones around, you know, because they want, you know, they want this and they want that.
They
want to see what
attention.
You're doing. Mm-hmm. I know my granddaughter, when I'm sewing, "Grandma, what's this? Grandma, what's that for?" You know, questions, really questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to quilt when there's little ones around, even to sew. But that's about it.
Well, I'd like to thank you for this interview.
Mm-hmm. And I hope it helps you.
Uh-huh.